2,000 years broke forth the light. What was it like that night? Was it, as they say, a stable damp and dark, only a trough for its head to lay? Was it home in Nazareth, the midwife there to guide, the baby birthed the usual way? What was it like that night, that day? Cosmic? Universal? Who can say? Why only shepherds heard the news, huddled with their sheep, the only ones who dared to care, the only not asleep? Or did the neighbors wake to hear? Her pain cried out distinct and clear. The laboring groaning, the deep guttural breaths, and then the infant's cry at last. He's here. She sighed that sigh, let go of fear. For every mother paces, and every mother groans, and every baby's perfect, a miraculous gift of love. Where was he born? In Bethlehem or Nazareth? Or was it down in Cairo or up the road to Damascus? Was it South America, or maybe Southside Chicago? Who can say? Who can know? From her breast, she would sustain him. Ever so quietly, the world would stop and love alone would flow. And his first word, what would it be? Ima? Mama? Abba? Papa? His native tongue? English, of course. Oh, tal vez fue que the godchild spoke in Espanol. Ay, un idioma del Dios. What language does God speak? She beamed upon his shining face, and when the day would come and his lips would curl, in what language did he smile? His skin olive or shaded dark, his hair curled and thick, or was it light and wispy? We don't know which. All babies' eyes come blue. What colors would it change? And she would hover just to see the transformation that would come. Deep pools of knowing she'd gaze into and see herself, her husband too. And deeper still, she'd see me. And even too, she'd see you. He is ancient, yet birthed anew. And if we listen, we might hear the cries of the baby birthed somewhere near. Cross the ocean, wind blew, and there in Bangkok a baby grew. Was he born in a stable? Was he born in a home? Was he born in a hospital just down the street? He was born. He is known. Again and again it happens. We cannot own him, yet he is ours. What shade is his skin, the color of his eyes, his language yours, his language mine? 2,000 years broke forth the light. A baby's born. He's born tonight. And we don't really know fully if the story's true. We won't until we look within, because this ancient story has its place in history, and each tries to claim him. But the truth about the Christ child is that he wasn't just born that night to a Jewish family in Palestine. He was born to the world, The place is not unimportant. The details matter. But even as we ponder his birth, his family, his ethnicity, his story, we are reminded that though we cannot own it, it is ours. It must be. We will make it true. Otherwise, Christmas is just a frantic blur trying to get everything done, a competition, a race to the finish line, one that I'm failing, by the way. But Christmas is not about winning or failing. It's not about baking cookies, giving all the presents, or getting all the presents, as I remind my daughter. It's not about the big tree and the lights on the house. It's not about getting the Christmas cards out. It's about a baby being born. A baby born once a long time ago. But it's not just about a baby born once a long time ago in a faraway place to a culture and nationality that's not our own. He's born to us, to humanity. A miracle unlike any other. A miracle just like every other, because he's our baby. But he's not only our baby. We get to see him through our own lens, but we're asked to see him through others' lens as well. He's all of this, and he is more. No culture can hold him, no language describe him, no gender encapsulate him. No thing can contain him. And yet everything, everything contains him. He is black and he is brown. He is olive and he is fair. And so, yes, he is born. He is known. Again and again it happens. We cannot own him, yet he is ours. What shade is his skin, the color of his eyes? His language yours, his language mine. 2,000 years broke forth the light. A baby's born. He's born tonight. Amen.